Thanks for checking us out on this Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. I'm Greg Browning. This is the WJJK Morning Show podcast. Making news today, Tom Segura, comedian that has done a special for Netflix. It's titled Disgraceful and it's kind of appropriate. But he caught the eye of an Indiana mother. Her name is Elise Biro. In the special, he talks about or jokes about not being able to use the word retarded. Well, for Ms. Biro, didn't set well because she has a child that has Down syndrome. And she points out, she says that in 2010, the word retarded was removed from medical lingo. So it is hate speech. So she says, it's not a politically correct issue. It's hate speech. The Down syndrome community, they have called on Netflix to take the comedy special down. Even an online petition was started. Many are asking for an apology from Segura. He actually, when he saw that Ms. Biro had put this on social media, he doubled down. He kind of took a swipe at her and even told Netflix, don't take my special down. I signed the petition because I am not a fan of the word retarded. As Ms. Biro pointed out, it's not used. In the medical community, it's not even used anymore. So when someone uses it as a punchline or to describe someone or a situation as dumb or stupid or what have you, that's not nice. And I've always kind of felt this way. I don't know what it is. And trust me, I have made my share of mistakes in saying things before you think and you hurt other people's feelings. I've done it. I am not perfect. But to me, there's something about using this type of language for those that have Down syndrome. No, not going to be a part of it. And so Tom Segura, man up. It takes a big man to admit when they've made a mistake. He will actually gain fans if he does that. And Netflix, they will also gain fans and respect of others, especially the Down syndrome community, if they take his special down. Also in the news, we were telling you about these futuristic grocery stores, something that maybe George Jetson would shop at. It's Amazon's Go Grocery Store. They're testing it out in downtown Seattle. You go into the store, no grocery cart, you take in your own bag, you get what you want, and you leave. There's no cashier, there's no checkout. Does that not sound like heaven? Yeah. It has the latest technology. It's called Just Walk Out. They use hundreds of cameras throughout the store. They're able to tell based upon what you take off the shelf and put in your bag. They can add that up, and then you have an account with Amazon. As you enter the store, they've got these turnstiles. That's what senses your phone. You've got that Amazon app. Boom, it immediately knows you've got the Amazon Go grocery store account. This is not the wave of the future. I think it is going to be here sooner than we know it. It's being tested right now in Seattle. But think about it, soon you may not have to stand there in line and have to wait for that next checkout to come available. Other story that Joni and I had us just cracking up about, Dateline Clearwater, Florida. Cops there arrested a man after he was caught on camera stealing exotic fish, which when you think, okay, does that give you some kind of street cred, right? What are you in prison for? Stealing cars, stealing jewelry. How about you? Stealing fish. The fish supposedly were about $18 to $20 each. The man had an accomplice. That individual kept the clerk at the pet store busy while this man, get this, he bagged the fish and then shoved them down his pants. The fish were not recovered. Let's hope they are in a better place. Thanks for checking things out today with the Morning Show podcast. Join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 o'clock on 104.5 WJJK.